Good morning, afternoon, or night. Whenever you happen to be listening to this, I hope you are having a wonderful day. This is In Progress, a devotional podcast. We all have a past, right? I mean, you wouldn't be listening to this right now if you didn't have a past. But you know what I mean. There are moments, habits, words, sin in our past that we're not really proud of. And as believers, we know that we are no longer slaves to our past, but there's a difference between knowing in our heads and knowing in our hearts, in the core of our being. Why do I say this? Because sometimes it only takes a push from our circumstances to drive us back to our past, back to old habits and thoughts. I get it. Faith is a journey, and really, what journey doesn't have a few bumps in the road? In his book, the prophet Isaiah rebuked God's people for seeking shelter under the protection of Egypt. I mean, they were going through some stuff. The Assyrian army was attacking Israel and Judah. Israel would end up being conquered by Assyria. And the people, well, they were facing a future in exile. Then the Assyrians had their eyes on the southern kingdom of Judah. So in the face of this threat, what do the leaders of Judah do? They fall before the Lord and ask him to rescue them from their situation, right? No, not these leaders. They had their own plans. Instead, they looked to Egypt for protection against the invasion. And this was the wrong move. Isaiah 30, 1-3 says, "Woe to the obstinate children, declares the Lord, to those who carry out plans that are not mine, forming an alliance but not by my spirit, heaping sins upon sin, who go down to Egypt without consulting me, who look for help to Pharaoh's protection, to Egypt's shade for refuge. But Pharaoh's protection will be your shame. Egypt's shade will bring you disgrace." God's people didn't consult him in their time of need. I mean, essentially, they rejected him and put their trust in someone else. And not just anyone else, Egypt. And think about this. Egypt was the place where they were once slaves. It was the place that the Lord had saved them from, a place that rejected God and served all other kinds of gods. And isn't it like us as human beings, even as Christians, to turn back to the places we were once held in bondage to when something goes wrong? Old habits die hard, right? Even as they were being saved by God from the bondage of Egypt, his people complained and longed for the days when they were slaves. I mean, listen to this. Numbers 11, verse 4 says, "One day, some worthless foreigners among the Israelites became greedy for food, and even the Israelites themselves began moaning, 'We don't have any meat. In Egypt, we could eat all the fish we wanted, and there were cucumbers, melons, onions, and garlic. But we're starving out here, and the only food we have is this manna.'" And both Moses and God got angry with them. Like, what? They were slaves in Egypt, in bondage for 400 years. So yeah, it's crazy that hundreds of years later, they would turn to Egypt over God for protection. Why is that? Why do we tend to turn back to old ways, old habits, and ways of thinking instead of turning to God when life gets overwhelming? Israel shouldn't have been seeking protection, counsel, and placing their trust in the shadow of their past, just like we shouldn't be with our past that we were once prisoners to. If you're ever in a situation like this, choose to put your trust in God. Remember that it was him who got you through the last difficult trial. Remember, it's because of him that you were freed from your past. Egypt's protection was a lie. Judah invested in a lie. The Egypt in our lives, our sin habits, thoughts, and moments that once chained us are lies. Put your trust and faith in the living, unchangeable, unshakable God. He is your guarantee of protection from the storms of this life. He was sent to proclaim freedom to the prisoners, right? And whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So stop being anxious. Stop going back to your old ways like the price for your sin hasn't been paid, like the chains of your past haven't been broken. You are a child of the living God. Know that in your being and not just in your head. Trust in him and walk in the freedom of the cross. As always, thanks for listening, keep up the faith walk, and remember, we are all in progress. Peace.